for the Bulkley Valley and Lakes Biggest Variety, I'm Lynn McKenzie. The Smithers by-election is this Saturday, and we are featuring exclusive interviews with all the candidates. Here's our own My Bulkley Lakes Now reporter, Lindsay Newman, with mayoral candidate Gladys Attrill.
Why did you decide to run?
You know, that's a great question. The reason is I was already working on council. I'm dedicated to the work, and the opportunity was there to try to take on a bigger role. You know that I had been in the role of acting mayor for almost a year, and so it's a job I'm enjoying. I feel like it's a job I can do, and I believe in working for this community, and so I think right now that is the way I want to contribute.
And what has made this campaign different than your previous council campaigns?
Two things. One is, I think it is different when you're running for the role of mayor. People put a different amount of attention to that, so that's one. And then the second is, of course, it's COVID, that things that one might easily do in a different time, one can't do now. We can't gather people. You can't stage big rallies. You can't go to people's homes. You can't, you know, draw people into a room and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to host something and I invite the general public. You can't do those things. So how one reaches out to people has been more difficult, a bit more challenging, trying to use technology, all the same things, you know, that everyone is doing. How do I actually reach people? So a bit more one-on-one, putting effort in that way. So the mayor's role is different, and COVID makes everything different.
You've always lived in Smithers, so what is the appeal about Smithers that you just love so much?
I don't even know how to give voice to that. This is just the best place. You know, I guess my line is always, like, Smithers is physically beautiful. We live in a beautiful part of British Columbia, but most of British Columbia is beautiful. What's happened to Smithers over time, if I steal words from Mark Perry, the right people came and the right people stayed, and that includes the people that were here before, the Indigenous people that made this place home. So people came, they found it to be a very special place to be, and they stayed. And it's that mix of people that have been here my lifetime that make the community so attractive to me. People love this place. They're dedicated to it. They work hard for it. And it just gives me energy. It's just, this is the place where my energy goes, where my heart is.
How have you adapted your campaign to COVID-19 restrictions?
Well, I haven't been knocking on doors. I've been sensitive to going into people's spaces, even business spaces. Many of our businesses are small, and they all have a maximum capacity. So, you know, looking inside before I wander inside, just trying to be sensitive to people's body language, you know, even if you meet them on the street, beware that everyone has a different sensitivity to what's going on, and what's good for one person isn't okay for someone else. So just trying to make sure I'm being as respectful as possible, and again, using technology, trying to reach out other ways.
And what have you brought forward from previous campaigns, so your council campaigns, and you've brought forward to this campaign?
Well, I think in terms of how one is talking to people, I feel like, you know, that's been stated, you know, trying to be respectful of COVID protocol. In terms of ideas, I think maybe what's different with having been on council now for, you know, just about 6 years is recognizing that there is a role for council. There is absolutely a role we play in how the town is maintained, in how it develops, but there's also a role in how we relate to others. How do we work with others in our area, so other entities, be they the regional district, our neighbor at the village of Telqua, the hereditary chief's office, and then other orders of government? What sort of relationships do we have with the provincial government, with the federal government? Because so many things require the partnership of others. And so I think that's different. You know, when I first made a decision to run now several years ago, it came with the things that are still in my heart. This is a place that I love and I'm willing to put energy into. But now that's coupled with a knowledge that it is really imperative that we have good relationships with others.
You were on council for 6 years, as you've said before. What advice do you have to give to the new councillor-elect?
Well, I think, first of all, relax and enjoy the job. It's an amazing opportunity to work for this community, and there's much to learn. So come in with an open heart, come in with an open mind. Don't be afraid to say what you have to say, and you're going to learn. Things will unfold as they need to. So share your thoughts, but, you know, share them with an open mind, and we all do better with a bit of humility. You know, we will form a team, recognizing that each person gets to hold their own ideas and their own opinion at the council table.
Thank you so much, Gladys, for taking your time out and talking to me.
Thanks, Lindsay. I appreciate it.